relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome to America First. I'm Jennifer Horn from AM 870 and AM 590, The Answer, host of The Morning Answer and The Jen and Don Show right here in Southern California. Honored to be sitting in for my friend, Dr. Sebastian Gorka. He is on vacation this week, but he'll be back with you next Tuesday, right after the Labor Day vacation, right? The Labor Day long weekend for most of us around the country. It is such an honor to be here on America First. I want to remind you that we are streaming live right now on YouTube and at SebGorka.com. You can get podcasts, articles, all kinds of good stuff to keep your America First fix continuing throughout the day. Check it out, SebGorka.com. Now, conservatives in Hollywood are few and far between. You may have noticed that. But there is one who stands out because he is a warrior on Twitter. It's my pleasure to bring on a Hollywood conservative, former host of The Love Connection, and current host of Blunt Force Truth. It's a podcast with Mark Young. Chuck Woolery joins us now on America First. Hi, Chuck. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, Jennifer. It's nice to be with you.
Well,
it's my pleasure.
You are fantastic, and I have been a fan of yours for a long time, as many of us have. And as I mentioned, you know this, conservatives in Hollywood are few and far between. The ones that are known typically have something happen to them, right? Their career gets shut down. Someone tries to fire them from a job. When did you come out of the Hollywood closet as a conservative?
The minute I moved to Texas.
When it was safe, you had safe distance.
Yes. I put about 2,000 miles between me and Hollywood and said, well, okay, now I can be who I am.
I love that.
I was not one of the, I'm not like Tom Selleck who is, I think Tom Selleck's great. I read an article about him today.
Me too.
I just thought what he said was fabulous and I support him. But, you have to be so well established or you just won't work again. It's just the way it is. And so you just kind of avoid the conflict until you get into a place where you feel comfortable. I mean, I'm being challenged by clients that I represent today for things that I do on Twitter that are, absolutely not true. But They get 10 people in a basement that sound like they're 200 or 300 people and start complaining about you. And then you have to immediately defend yourself. And so I go through it daily now, defending myself with people who know me well. So it's just one of those things.
I'm not all that old. I'll say it. I'm one of those ladies that'll say my age. I'm 41. And yeah. I remember as a kid watching Johnny Carson and loving him and loving Ed McMahon and others on television who, when you watched their shows, you never knew what their politics were. It was just
right.
Entertainment.
Yeah.
When did Hollywood become an activist culture?
Well, I think it, a lot of people don't understand Hollywood. I really don't think they do. They don't understand the film business. And the film mm-hmm. business is really not what is what drives it. It's not the television business. And film business is international. And so they, if you look at the world and where you sell things in France and Germany and Italy and Asia and all those places, you're looking at socialist countries. And so they really feel like they have to line up with them in order to do international sales. If you go to a movie today and you'll see Warner Brothers or Fox or Universal, well, underneath those banners, you're going to see four or five companies. You don't even know what they are.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all the other companies that are international companies that are kicking that in, you know, kicking in their money. So it's really a matter of money and just following the lead of the world instead of following the lead of the United States. And this is the thing that I think Trump has such a tough time with the left, and that is they are so world involved economically that they just don't feel like they can afford to be United States or America involved.
Populist, right.
And so it's really it's just kind of a mental cutoff. And for us who believe that the United States is a great place and should be number one, if it is number one, and I believe that, and
mm-hmm.
America being the great country that it is, I don't feel like I need a president or other people to apologize for our greatness. I really don't. And I also don't feel like I need a president and members of government to bring our country down a notch in order to just so we fit in and that people will accept us. I don't think that people around the world ever accept you until they have to. Because
right.
they don't want to do it. They're in competition with you. They don't want you to think you're the greatest. And yet, when I traveled the world as a young man, I remember going to Greece and France and Italy and places like that and Asia. And everybody I met said, oh, you're from Southern California. Well, someday I'm going to go there. I want to be an American. I heard that all the time. And I remember it well. And that's how the average person felt about America. And they still do. I mean,
look at immigration. Look at our issues.
Well, I mean, the left is trying to make us that we're a racist nation founded on white supremacy and slavery, and we're a rotten this, and our founding fathers were rotten and everything else. Meanwhile, the world is beating down our door to get to our house. So it makes no sense.
Now, I agree with you on that, Chuck. You're in Texas. I'm in California. And we know more than ever that people still want to come to this country. They're still looking for the American dream. Sadly, it's the people who are coming out of colleges here who are adapting socialism, who are giving up on the American dream. It's not the people who are trying to come here. That's still very much alive for them.
Yeah, I lived across the street. When I was in Encino, my next door neighbor across the street from me was a Russian. And really nice guy. He and his wife, my children, and his children went to school together. And he'd become a multimillionaire here. He started off driving cabs in New York. And we used to sit in his backyard and smoke cigars. And he said, you know, the one thing that you Americans really have to worry about, he said, I grew up in Russia, and I had to deal with all the communist socialist crap all the time. And he said,
mm-hmm.
it's happening right here under your nose, and nobody's paying any attention to it. And he said, it really concerns me.
It's very
I
true.
I remember having these conversations with him, and he was talking to me. I wasn't talking to him. I was going, really?
My UPS guy came in and he said, you know, I came here from Jamaica, and what disturbs me most is how people are embracing candidates like Bernie Sanders. And that was back in 2016. And now Bernie Sanders is a new normal. Everybody's trying to race to keep up with him. I want to ask you about the media, because the media has talked about collusion and conspiracy. And of course, we've heard Trump's a racist. We've heard now he's driving us to a recession. Do you think that the media can ever go back to an honest news media, or is this the new normal now? Will we always see a polarized political news media?
No, I don't think you can ever go back. I really don't. I don't think they can modify anything. I mean, look at CNN. I mean, CNN's in the toilet. I tweeted out something the other day because I remember this, and you may not be old enough to remember when CNN first started.
Mm-hmm.
Ted Turner used to come on the air all the time and do telethons for CNN, asking people for money and trying to get money together to keep the network on the air. And I mean, I'll never forget that. And now they're just about back to the same place where they're going to have to do telethons to keep themselves on the air. But it's like the media in Hollywood. It's very much like the national media that gives us our un-news, and they are really not driven by money. They're driven by ideology. It's hard to believe because they're in a money-making business, but I know many decisions that have been made in Hollywood concerning people and ideas and things like that that were very viable, but because of their politics, it never came to fruition because they just didn't agree with them politically. And it was a very subtle kind of thing. You'd sit down on these meetings, and one producer with NBC or with CBS or whoever would look at the other guy and say, "Nah, we don't want to pick him. He's a problem." And they knew exactly what they were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just drop it or drop you or drop the idea of what you had. So to believe that these companies are driven by money is really a mistake. They are driven by ideology, and we're not going to go back on that at all.
You're so right about that. Chuck Woolery is our guest. He is a Hollywood conservative, former host of Love Connection, a Hollywood icon, and the host of Blunt Force Truth. We're going to talk about that as we return. Chuck Woolery will hang out with us at Chuck Woolery on Twitter. If you're not following him, you absolutely should. He is fantastic. Jennifer Horn in for Dr. Sebastian Gorka. More up ahead. It is America First.
Gold has reached its highest price in 6 years, and chances are it could go much higher before the year ends. Sebastian Gorka here for my friends at Midas Gold Group. If you don't add physical gold or silver to your portfolio right now, you could miss one of the greatest opportunities this year. Call Midas Gold Group, the veteran-owned precious metals dealer, rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Get their free guide to owning bullion and coins. Call 480-360-3000. That's 480-360-3000. And if you already own precious metals, ask for a free holdings evaluation to make sure your investments are on track. Learn how you can add the safety and stability of gold to your investments. There's no catch. Just call for their free guide to owning bullion and coins now. Midas Gold Group, 480-360-3000. 480-360-3000. Tell them Sebastian Gorka sent you.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Under my eyes, I used to have noticeable bags, and that seemed to go away. It makes my skin nice, my hands look better. I know that internally it's doing good, and I think that everybody ought to have this because it's real food. I mean, you could say that there's nothing spectacular in what's happened to me, but I've figured out what I need, and this is a definite basic part of what I need.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. To end the summer season, Balance of Nature is offering a 35% discount and free shipping on your first Balance of Nature order. This summer special is ending between now and Labor Day, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code GORKA.
Summer is here, and so are the bugs and other pests. Don't let your home or business be overrun this season with unwanted intruders. Forget about throwing your money away on those harmful toxic chemicals. This season, Plug In Pest Free. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free. This summer, turn your house wiring into a hostile environment for rodents and other unwanted pests, effectively driving them out the safe, humane way without the use of toxic chemicals. Designed to last for years, it will save you a ton of money. Our bestseller, the Plug-in Pest-Free Pro, covers up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. The Pro comes with a 20% discount when you use promo code SAVE20. That's promo code SAVE20 for 20% off. Order yours online today at gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget.
Hi, everybody. This is Dennis Prager. You know, every week I have the male-female hour, and I, among other things, have been trying to explain men to both men and women. Men don't fully understand themselves, and women, totally understandably, don't understand men unless they are explained what men are about, especially male sexual nature, because it's so different from female sexual nature. Years ago, I recorded at a synagogue, in fact, a four-part series of lectures called Men's Sexual Nature. So over the course of 6 hours, I talk about adultery, pornography, values and sexuality, what men want, what they're like, what their nature is. Once women understand men and their challenges, they'll better appreciate the men in their lives. This is the best thing I ever did on male sexuality. The complete four-part series is now 50% off in the Prager Store. Go to PragerStore.com.
Welcome back to America First. Jennifer Horn, live from the West Coast ReliefFactor.com studios, in for Dr. Sebastian Gorka. He's out on vacation. He'll be back with you on Tuesday. But Dr. Gorka and I both feel very passionately about a cause that is so important, the good work of the people from Food for the Poor. We are winding down Dr. Gorka's campaign to help Food for the Poor rush emergency shipments of food to children and families on the Venezuela-Colombia border. Time is of the essence because the food is extremely short supply.
Thousands of Venezuelans lined up to cross the Simon Bolivar Bridge into Colombia. It was a rare chance for these people to purchase food, medicine, and other commodities no longer available or in extremely short supply in Venezuela. Only pedestrians were allowed to cross back and forth into Colombia. The government of President Nicolas Maduro has blocked large-scale food convoys.
So now I ask you, with just 3 days to go in our effort, to please help. We need your generosity. Your one-time gift of $200 provides 5,000 new nutritious meals for people in need through Food for the Poor. Just go to SebGorka.com and click on the Crisis in Latin America banner. Remember, this is our final week. We need you. Go again to SebGorka.com or call toll-free 855-330-4673. That's 855-330-HOPE. Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor. Now, it is such a treat to have with us this hour a TV icon, truly a legend, and the host of a podcast that is fantastic, Blunt Force Truth with Mark Young. Chuck Woolery is one of the most important conservative voices. He's out there on Twitter every single day fighting the good fight. You can follow him at Chuck Woolery on Twitter. And Chuck, welcome back to America First. Thanks for hanging out with us. We were talking.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here. It really is.
Well, what you're doing right now on Twitter, we were talking a little bit on the break, and for those of you watching on our live stream on YouTube, you heard Chuck say, I don't know how much we can change minds, but what you do on Twitter, we can't stop trying. And what you do on social media every day is you share really important information that's being buried by the mainstream news media, and that matters.
That I agree with. I agree with that 100% because it's really odd that in this day and time with mass media that we have to go to each other to find out what the heck's going on.
It's very true.
Because we're so uninformed and misinformed. When I talk to my liberal friends, I really don't expect them to know very much because I know what their source of information is. And we disagree with each other, but they really are ignorant. And I'm sorry to say that, but our populace is becoming more and more ignorant by the day. And, of course, you know, the left just feeds on that ignorance. And I've never seen anything so upside down as it is today, calling people names that they call them and calling people Nazis. And it's just insane. I've never seen this happen in my life, and I've lived a pretty long time now. But I've always seen the pushback of the left. The left plays word games with us, and I complain about that occasionally, like democracy and republic. I just wish everybody would refer to us on Fox News as a republic. I really mm-hmm. do, instead of a democracy, just to open up the conversation of what we're talking about, because it's the democracy is really a left word. We're not a democracy. Our forefathers never wanted us to be a democracy. But now I was watching Fox News, our beloved Fox News today, and I was listening to them talk about Joe Biden mm-hmm. and other people who are running in the Democrat Party, who is a progressive and who is not. And I thought to myself, you people, don't you pay attention to what's going on? They've all been progressives for 100 years.
That's exactly right.
Joe Biden's as progressive as anybody on that stage. And they're trying to sell him as a moderate where, you know, he will be anything you want him to be, kind of, to get elected.
Well, he's like Clay. He'll kind of flip around and tell you what you want to hear. And, you know, it's so funny
that
we're talking.
They don't pay attention, though. You know, it's funny because I remember someone said something about AOC being a progressive and is Nancy Pelosi having a problem with her. And they were interviewing Nancy Pelosi.
Right.
And Nancy Pelosi said, well, I'm a progressive. I mean, they all admit
they all are.
Why don't these people just fess up and say, okay, you're all progressives. We understand.
You know, it's so funny that you brought up AOC and you said something earlier. You said that these people are just ignorant. Some of the left just ignorant about what we are, a democracy or a republic. I would say to you, Chuck Woolery, I think they're purposefully ignorant. There is a tweet that just went out from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Get this. She says, well, it's official. Republicans are now arguing that the U.S. isn't a democracy. That is what they believe. From lobbyists writing their bills to sabotaging our civil rights, the GOP works to end democracy. In reality, we have to grow it. This is an elected member of Congress who is saying that Republicans...
The founding papers, the founding fathers knows nothing about the country.
That knows nothing about the country. She's busy making macaroni and cheese and talking about diseases that are going to escape as the icebergs melt. And here she is saying that we are not a republic and saying that Republicans are wrong to argue that. This is what we're dealing with. And I think it really goes back to our... They talk about systemic racism. This is systemic indoctrination, I think, that's happening. And Socialism's a new order of the day.
Yeah, it's really, you know, it's just really teaching our history and the difference between America and the rest of the world. The Democrats have always wanted us to be like the rest of the world. They've always wanted us to be like Europe or France or England or something like that. And the founding fathers wanted us to be completely different. And so they designed the country to be completely different. And we are, and they aren't.
Yeah.
It's really simple.
You're absolutely right. Chuck Woolery, you have a podcast. It's called Blunt Force Truth. You are the host. You have a co-host. Mark Young is his name. And this is a podcast that's available on Podcast One. In our final couple of minutes here, tell us about what people can expect if they go to check out that podcast.
Well, you know, you go to Podcast One, you can find it there. But Mark and I usually do a couple of shows a week, one with a guest and one without.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about the events of the day and try to clarify news and you know, clean up the mess that news leaves behind, like a lot of people do.
Yeah.
And we discuss the issues of the day from sometimes a Hollywood point of view, from my conservative background point of view, and what it's like to be in that mix of people and deal with that and have to live through it. And so we really, and Mark's a very bright guy. He's very smart. He knows a lot of stuff about a lot of things. He kind of carries the show, I think. I kind of nod my head and fill in when I can.
I don't know about that.
Well, you know, we really spend a lot of time on issues of the day and what's troubling people and what you're reading in the headlines and how to inform instead of misinform. So, you know, it's important. We have a lot of fun doing it, and we enjoy each other's company. We've been friends for about 25 years, and so when I sit across the kitchen table from Mark, it's like with a really good buddy, and we just discuss things that we would discuss normally anyway, and it's kind of a fun free-for-all.
I love that. Blunt Force Truth is available on Podcast One. In our final minutes here, we have about 30 seconds. Chuck, who do you think is going to be the ultimate nominee for the 2020 Democrats?
It won't be Joe Biden, I don't believe. I've felt like that for a long time. If I had to guess, it may be Elizabeth Warren, as frenetic as she is and left as she is. I don't think it'll be Bernie Sanders, although, because I think Elizabeth Warren's pretty much captured his audience and captured his platforms. So probably her. I can't think of anybody
Elizabeth
else.
Elizabeth Warren. She seems
to
be.
Probably who it's going
to be. To be trending and surging in all of those polls. It is such an honor and a pleasure to talk with you, Chuck Woolery. Thank you for what you do. Keep up that fight on Twitter. Follow Chuck Woolery at Chuck Woolery on Twitter and check out that podcast, Blunt Force Truth with Mark Young on Podcast One. Agnes Gibney and Angel Mom joins us next. Jennifer Horn in for Dr. Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit, 800-620-8844. That's 800-620-8844. 800-620-8844.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Dennis Prager. You know, every week I have the male-female hour. And years ago, I recorded at a synagogue, in fact, a 4-part series of lectures called Men's Sexual Nature. I talk about adultery, pornography, values, and sexuality, what men want, what they're like, what their nature is. This is the best thing I ever did on male sexuality. The complete 4-part series is now 50% off in the Prager store. Go to PragerStore.com.
Another day, another threat. Your freedom is in danger, and Patriot Mobile is doing something about it. Take something as simple as your cell phone. You use it every day, and you can use it to make changes for your values. Veteran-led Patriot Mobile donates a portion of every cell phone bill to conservative organizations that fight for First and Second Amendment rights, religious liberty, the sanctity of life, and the recovery of veterans. Join thousands of Americans using Patriot Mobile and get reliable nationwide coverage. Keep your phone number, bring your own phone, or buy a new one. Now you can get the Moto Z3 Play for only $5 a month. Save $180 on this feature-rich phone, which includes a 6-inch screen, expandable storage, a high-quality camera, and more, but only while supplies last. With unlimited plans starting as low as $25 a month, switch today. Visit PatriotMobile.com/Hugh. Again, that's PatriotMobile.com/Hugh. Come on over today. Visit PatriotMobile.com/Hugh.
How you feel in bed matters, whether you're awake or you're asleep. So make your bed the most comfortable place in your house with a fresh set of Boll & Branch sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. Our signature soft sheets are made exclusively from the finest organic cotton on earth. They start out soft and get softer and softer over time. You can't find sheets like this in a big box store because we're not there. These are $1,000 sheets for a couple $100 and the only sheets loved by 3 U.S. presidents. Not to mention, 97% of our customers surveyed said they sleep better on Boll & Branch sheets. You get 100 nights to fall in love with your new Boll & Branch sheets, but you'll only need one. Shipping is always free, and right now, get $50 off your first set of sheets at BollandBranch.com with promo code CALM, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code CALM for $50 off. BollandBranch.com. Promo code CALM.
I'm Sebastian Gorka on America First. Let's get back to the show with Jennifer Horn.
Welcome back, and thank you, Dr. Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. I'm Jennifer Horn from AM 870, AM 590, The Answer in Los Angeles, broadcasting from the West Coast ReliefFactor.com studios. And it's so nice. It's been nice to spend the last 3 days with you in for Sebastian Gorka. He'll be back on Tuesday from his vacation. In with you tomorrow, Charlie Kirk, fantastic, from Turning Point USA. Matt Whitaker will be here on Friday. So a whole slew of fantastic guest hosts lined up to take you through the triumphant return of Dr. Sebastian Gorka. And he'll be so relaxed and recharged, like, I'm actually scared. He'll be so ready to go after a few days off. Now, I want to take a moment to tell you about 2020 and some of the most important issues that are facing us, and really what will be the most important election in our lifetime. Big issues are on the ballot, and probably the biggest of them all is health care and the rising cost of prescription drugs. This is a huge issue. Democrats are pushing a plan called Medicare for All. They want to take a program seniors paid into all of their lives, and they want to open it to all comers. It should be called Medicare for None because it's wrong and it's unfair. Where's ARP? Why aren't they lobbying hard to stop this raiding of your Medicare? And where is ARP on the rising cost of prescription drugs and the middlemen who drive up prices on all of us? That's why I'm urging all of you to join AMAC right now, because unlike ARP, AMAC will fight hard against Medicare for All and fight hard for transparency and competition on the drug pricing front. Go to Gorka for AMAC.com or call 855-624-4824. The stakes have never been higher. Go to Gorka for AMAC.com now or call 855-624-4824. Portions of America First are brought to you by our friends at AMAC. Now, talking a bit about the media and their coverage of other important issues. Healthcare, of course, is going to be a huge issue in 2020. The other that will probably be even bigger than that is immigration. Immigration comes in at the top of all the polls when Americans are asked about what is most important to them. It's always immigration and healthcare. And CNN's Chris Cuomo the other night closed his show by saying that this election in 2020 is a contest for the soul of our country. He blasted President Trump, and he said that he has a new harshness on immigration. Chris, let's call him Fredo because he loves that so much. Fredo Cuomo said that the president is just wrong in the head. He said he's really wrong in the heart. He said that immigration is a personal issue for him. And he even went so far to say that if President Trump had his way, that Fredo Cuomo wouldn't be in the country at all, that he would have the door shut on him. Take a listen. This is Chris, Don't Call Me Fredo Cuomo, from last night on CNN.
This is a contest for the soul of our country. This president represents a new harshness. But he's more than just wrong in the head. He's really wrong in the heart. America has always represented respect for law, but not at the cost of our humanity, not by doing what Trump wants to do to the needy. And it is personal to me. If this president had his way, people like me wouldn't be here.
People like me wouldn't be here. That from Chris Fredo Cuomo. Now, I don't know exactly what he is speaking about. The president has never said anything about wanting to limit the number of people coming to this country legally. This president has just said we must respect the law and order, the laws of the land that say that people need to get in line and immigrate to this country the right way. We'll take your phone calls on this. 833-33-GORKA is a number to call. 833-33-GORKA. The news media once again blowing out of proportion the president's stance on immigration. Of course the president has made immigration a campaign issue. Of course he has said build that wall and led chants about building the wall. He stands for law and order and what is good for American citizens. He is standing for a legal and healthy way for people to come into this country instead of being sex trafficked or walking thousands of miles through sickness and illness and all sorts of things to get to this country. Get in line the right way is what the president has said. In fact, he said, we want more people to come into this country legally, to come in and actually do those jobs, skilled workers. Come on in. There is no limitation there. The president has, yes, taken issue with people who want to just sneak into the country or coming in the wrong way. But that's because he respects law and order. And the fact that the news media blows us out of proportion, I don't even like to consider Fredo as a news media, but to try to say that this is somehow charged, supercharged by racism with the president, that the president somehow wants to keep America white, that the president doesn't want people from other countries, it's just wrong. It's an out-and-out lie, and they keep perpetuating these lies night after night on cable news. 833-33-GORKA is the number to call. We'll take your phone calls, 833-33-GORKA. And Angel Mom Agnes Gibney joins us next, and she is fantastic. You won't want to miss it. Jennifer Horn in for Dr. Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
Impressive. Most impressive.
Thank you.
Dear friends, will you allow me to help you? Do you suffer from any kind of daily ache, daily pain? Is it your knees, your back, your shoulder? I had a lower back pain issue for almost a decade. When I knelt down at church on Sunday, my lower back pain would flare up. It would be excruciating. But then I started taking Relief Factor, their 3-week quick starter pack, and within 2 weeks, the pain was gone. Just by taking 4 little capsules in the morning and 4 little capsules in the evening of a completely natural supplement that has no drugs in it and is completely without side effects. Perhaps you could get that relief. Find out by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It's just $19.95. Relieffactor.com. Don't you deserve it to yourself to find out? Relieffactor.com. It worked for me. Find out if it can work for you. Relieffactor.com.
From the creators of War Room, the Kendrick brothers return to the big screen with Overcomer.
Why have a season with one runner?
One runner matters.
John Harrison is a frustrated coach questioning his value until he crosses paths with a student struggling on her own journey.
What have you allowed to define me?
Overcomer. Now playing. Starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shirer. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Visit OvercomerMovie.com.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
I couldn't sleep at night. All I could think about was my credit card debt.
I knew I couldn't get a loan, so the thought of owning a home or a new car seemed totally out of the question.
I was afraid to answer the phone, and I dreaded the mail.
It just felt like my credit card debt was this deep pool, and I was just drowning in it.
This might be you right now, and you should know you're not alone.
There is hope.
Right now, certified counselors at Trinity Debt Management are standing by and ready to help you, not judge you.
One call to 1-800-990-6976 and you'll find hope to live your life out from under the weight of credit card debt.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hi, everybody. This is Dennis Prager. You know, every week I have the male-female hour, and I, among other things, have been trying to explain men to both men and women. Men don't fully understand themselves, and women, totally understandably, don't understand men unless they are explained what men are about, especially male sexual nature, because it's so different from female sexual nature. Years ago, I recorded at a synagogue, in fact, a 4-part series of lectures called Men's Sexual Nature. So over the course of 6 hours, I talk about adultery, pornography, values, and sexuality, what men want, what they're like, what their nature is. Once women understand men and their challenges, they'll better appreciate the men in their lives. This is the best thing I ever did on male sexuality. The complete 4-part series is now 50% off in the Prager Store. Go to PragerStore.com.
Welcome back to the West Coast studios of ReliefFactor.com, America First. Jennifer Horn in for Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Such a pleasure to be in for Seb. Well, he's out on vacation this week. I love my job, and I am blessed to have it. There is not a day that doesn't go by that I do not feel grateful to be able to spend hours a day on the radio talking with people, hearing what people think, sharing opinions. It's really one of the greatest joys of my life. But there are stories that I always hate to do, and this is one of them. An illegal immigrant in Maryland is alleged to have crawled into the bed of a teenage girl while she was taking a nap. He placed a knife against her throat before he proceeded to rape her. This is according to authorities. Now, federal officials have requested to keep the man in custody. The Montgomery County Police Department said that Nelson Saul Reyes Medrano, who's 46, is charged with first-degree rape, sex abuse of a minor, and first-degree assault in connection with the late August 2018 attack. A U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement spokesperson said that Reyes Medrano was living in the U.S. illegally, and the Federal Law Enforcement Agency has lodged a detainer against him. Local police said the victim was 16 at the time of the attack and was simply taking a nap in her apartment when she was attacked by this person who is in our country illegally. Unfortunately, these stories pile up. They happen every single day. In many cases, the news media ignores them or leaves out details about these crimes perpetrated on American citizens. One of the strongest, bravest women that I've met in the last few years is Agnes Gibney. She is an angel mom. She stands up for Americans and she pays tribute to the son that she lost at the hands of an illegal immigrant 17 years ago. His name is Ronald Da Silva, and she pays tribute to him every day with her work. Agnes Gibney, welcome to America First, and thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. It's my honor to be with you. It's so good talking to you again.
Oh, you are fantastic. And Agnes, for people that don't know, the Angel Moms really were relatively unknown. They bubbled under the radar until in 2016, then-candidate Trump actually brought some Angel Moms up on stage. They attended the 2016 Republican convention, the RNC convention, and he has had you now at the White House. For people that don't know who the Angel Moms are, tell us about your group.
Angel moms and dads are those that have lost a child, a family member, at the hands of an illegal alien, someone that should have never been in our country.
And you guys go out all around the country and raise awareness, and in doing that, keep the memory of your lost children alive. You were recently, not too long ago, at the White House. What did the president say to you about his fight against criminal illegal immigrants coming into this country?
Well, when President Trump invited us to the Oval Office, it was February 14th, the day that he was going to sign that bill. And we met with him prior to that, and he told us, I mean, my heart broke for him. He said, "You guys have no idea how difficult things are in here for me." Mm-hmm. I can only imagine all the obstruction, all the issues that he has even within the White House. And he is such a hard-working, dedicated patriot. He gave up so much of his beautiful, incredibly comfortable life to be pulling daggers out of his back on a daily basis, minute by minute. And he stands very firm, fighting for our country, for the safety of our country. And the bottom line, Jennifer, is illegal aliens have no rights in this country. And I absolutely despise how the media converted the term illegal alien to illegal immigrant, desensitizing the real issue. They are not immigrants. They are illegal aliens. They overstayed their visa. They climbed over the fence. They got deported. They came back again, like my son's killer. This is a real serious crisis in our country that most of the media are ignoring. And even when you show pictures of your dead son in a coffin like I have done, and recently I have been showing pictures of my two grandkids, Ronald's two children, 8 and 10, particularly when Gavin Newsom's partner said, "Look at the poor children. Their father is arrested. How about the poor children, my grandchildren,
right,
whose father is 6 feet under? Who's crying for them?"
No, absolutely right. And just in about 30 seconds, tell us what happened to your son, who is he was a handsome, vibrant guy until he died at the hands of a criminal illegal alien.
Well, Ronald had gone over to his ex-girlfriend's house to drop off some watermelon and food and stuff and visit his kids, and she hadn't gotten home yet, so he waited for quite a while and was about to leave and was talking to his friend on the driveway when this gang was going to shoot his friend and got my son instead. And the reason he wanted to shoot that friend is because they got into a fight, he got beat up, so he wanted to get even with a gun, a coward.
Now, Agnes Gibney is our guest. She's an angel mom. Her son, Ronald, died at the hands of an illegal alien, as you just heard. You can follow her on Twitter, at Agnes_Gibney. In our last couple of moments here, Agnes, you have gone to meet with Congress. You have gone and literally walked office to office down the halls of Congress to try to get them to support the president in his fight to build the wall and secure our border. What's been your response from congressmen and women?
Rudeness, ignoring us, not acknowledging anything. In fact, when we went to Kamala Harris's office and I told the secretary, you know, who I was, I gave an 8x10 picture of my son's marker actually on his birthday when I took a cake and the candles and balloons to celebrate his birthday at the gravesite. She laughed in my face. And that's the kind of treatment that we get. We are ignored. We are just pushed aside like we are the criminals.
Unbelievable. What do you want to see? What would you like to see done? What action are you looking for from Congress in terms of immigration?
I want Congress to stand with the president. I want Congress to start doing their job. And before all of them, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, they all agreed that we needed to secure our borders and shut the border down. And since President Trump was elected our president, they are doing everything to block him, everything to impede everything he's doing. They need to get off their backs and get to work or step down because they are doing an injustice to our country.
You are such a source of strength and bravery and courage every single day that you go out there and make this fight, not just for you and your family, but for the whole country. We thank you so much. Follow Agnes on Twitter, at Agnes_Gibney on Twitter, and you can get all of her updates there. Thanks so much, Agnes. As we continue, your calls, immigration, and a whole lot more, 833-33-GORKA. Chime in right now. Jennifer Horn in for Dr. Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
Are you a big fan of zucchini, spinach, and that evil thing, kale? I'm not. Instead of eating all those things in their natural form, how about cheating like I do? Take Balance of Nature. My friend, actor, entertainer, New York radio host Joe Piscopo is an avid fan of Balance of Nature. Listen to what you can expect when you join me in taking Balance of Nature.
Dr. Gorka, we both know what it's like to be on the radio for several hours. Because we give everything we got to our audience, you always feel so drained. But soon, you're going to notice that you have a lot more energy, not only during your show, but before and after with Balance of Nature.
Thanks, Joe. Eat healthily the easy way. Experience Balance of Nature for yourself. For a limited time, new preferred customers will receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first order of Balance of Nature. Go to balanceofnature.com, special code G-O-R-K-A, or call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit, 800-620-8844. That's 800-620-8844. 800-620-8844.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time. So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Welcome back. This is America First. Jennifer Horn in for Dr. Sebastian Gorka. This hour, we have been talking about some of the issues at the border, more crimes committed by criminal illegal aliens in this country illegally. The latest out of Maryland, where a teenage girl was raped by someone in the country illegally. And all of this comes as the administration announced that they have reappropriated funds from the Department of Homeland Security to make better use of it at the border. They'll be adding in more centers for not just detention, but for detainment, more beds so that people can be housed comfortably at the border, and more money for security to be diverted into that area. All of this coming as the New York Post reporting that U.S. Customs and Border Protection has released drone video that shows miles of brand new border wall on Arizona's very porous border with Mexico. This is really big news that answers the critics that say President Trump hasn't done anything to rebuild new sections of wall. The effort is currently underway in California, certainly. I've seen pieces of the wall that are going up in Arizona now, where this drone video was released showing construction crews working on new border wall, a new border wall system along the southwest border near San Luis, Arizona. And the CBP has constructed 60 miles of new border wall system along that border since 2017. They will have 450 miles completed by the end of 2020. No doubt the president and the administration looking to get as much of the wall built as possible before the election, not just because he wants to check that off his campaign box, but simply because our border has been overrun by hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants coming into this country just about every single month. We're taking your phone calls on this right now at 833-33-GORKA. Let's say hello to Michaela calling from Houston on line one. Hi, Michaela.
Hi, Jennifer. I'm so excited to be able to speak with you. I am a big fan of Dr. Gorka.
He's the best.
I was calling because you kind of touched on a subject just now about the immigration, and to be honest with you, that is one of the biggest things that is on my agenda. I am Hispanic. I'm 45 years old. I am in Texas. My father was born in Mexico and came here legally, married my mother, who is from South Texas, and they had 9 children. Not wow. One person, none of us, my parents either, have ever been on any type of government help, mm-hmm. any type of anything. We all work very hard for our families. I am a nurse for almost 19 years, and I have to take care of patients that come from Mexico and other countries that are here illegally, and they make fun of the system.
Of course.
They joke about the system. It makes me sick that some of the agencies that I have worked for as a nurse, they always just go take care of them. It doesn't matter. We're getting paid for it.
Thank you, Michaela. We're up against a break there, but point well made. They know how to game the system. They're taught how to game the system, and that's what they're coming here to do. Kaylee McEnany from the RNC joins us next. Jennifer Horn in for Dr. Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. Football is back, and so is tailgating. Whether it's Friday Night Lights, Saturday College, or Pro Sundays, Solaire portable infrared grills set up fast and heat up quickly. Only 3 minutes to searing hot temperatures, just like the big backyard Solaires. The Solaire grills will make you the master of the tailgater with the juiciest, most flavorful food in the parking lot. The fast grilling times leave you more time to talk up your team, and they cool down
fast so you won't miss a minute of the game. The Solaire Anywhere and Solaire Everywhere portable infrared grills are perfect for any grilling on the go, from picnics to camping, RVs to boating, but especially tailgating. And they're made in the USA with the confidence of a 100-year-old family business. Amaze your tailgating friends with Solaire Infrared Grills. Learn more about these fantastic grills at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com. besthotgrill.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.